I'm Julie Rovner in Washington. The problems with the way Medicare pays for health care in rural America are well known in the halls of Congress, and efforts to fix the inequities are annual events. But there's one major reason rural interests are more optimistic this year than ever before. That reason is Chuck Grassley. The plain-spoken Iowa Republican is now chairman of the Pivotal Finance Committee, and he's made it clear fixing Medicare's rural health care problem is one of his top priorities.
Rural hospitals, or people in rural states generally, are entitled to the same quality of health care as people in the cities.
And to Grassley, that means comparable payments. Next month, the Senate, led by Grassley's committee, will start writing a major Medicare bill to add a prescription drug benefit and make other reforms to the program. And Grassley says flatly that there will be no Medicare drug bill unless it also addresses the inequities in the way Medicare pays for care in rural areas.
If we have a Medicare prescription drug bill, it will get done.
But fixing the rural health problem is likely to take more than one powerful advocate. House members have long been reluctant to support more funding for rural health care. That's because many of them represent urban health care providers who are in equally bad financial shape. Lean Bowman is president of Detroit Receiving, one of those struggling institutions. The private nonprofit facility, which is the city's only level one trauma center, gets no public funding. But Bowman says it serves everyone who shows up at its emergency room.
Our institution alone provides $70 million of free care, which is almost one-fourth of our budget.
If Detroit Receiving goes under, and Bowman says it could without help from Washington, it will hurt more than just the city's poor. The hospital also operates the region's major burn center, takes intensive care patients from around the state, and is leading the area's effort to plan for a potential bioterrorist attack.
We look at the system, for example, in Michigan in the rural hospitals, and yes, they have trouble. They don't have a good trauma system to support them. But then when you look at the urban hospitals, we're in worse trouble than they are.
Last year, Detroit Receiving ran a $10 million deficit. This year, Bowman says, it could lose twice that much. In the past, lawmakers have boosted funding for rural health care by reducing payments for urban and suburban care, basically re-slicing the Medicare pie. But with so many urban hospitals in trouble, that's not politically viable this year. That means rural advocates have to look somewhere else for funds, and where they're looking is the $400 billion Congress has earmarked for a Medicare drug benefit and other reforms. But they face a fight on that front, too, from advocates for seniors who say all that money should be used for prescription drugs. John Rother is policy director of the senior group AARP.
Seniors will spend about $1.8 trillion for drugs over the next 10 years. So $400 billion is really only between a fourth and a fifth of the total amount. So it's not much at all.
His group and others, Rother says, won't look kindly on diverting any of that money to other Medicare matters.
AARP believes that we ought to protect as much money as possible for the drug benefit, since it's not going to be very generous to start with, and that any provider givebacks or increases in payment rates ought to be held for separate legislation and considered after we enact a drug benefit.
Despite such opposition, Senator Grassley appears to have gotten his rural health care effort off to a good start. He got $25 billion in funding hikes for rural health care providers added to the Senate's version of the tax bill. That funding was dropped during final negotiations on the bill Congress approved last week, but President Bush wrote Grassley a personal letter promising to support the rural increases as part of the upcoming Medicare drug bill. The president's letter, however, has outraged House Republicans who represent urban and suburban areas. That, in turn, could make it harder for Congress to pass any Medicare bill this year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.